You're listening to SBS News.
Addressing rallies of thousands may not be the chosen pastime of many 92-year-olds. But for Malaysia's former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, his legacy is at stake, and there's an election to be won. Dr. Mahathir has returned to political life to try to defeat Prime Minister Najib Razak, the man he mentored as his successor.
I would like to apologise to everybody. I was the one who supported Najib. It's the biggest mistake of my life, supporting Najib. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to redeem my mistakes. That's why I'm working hard to bring down Najib.
Dr. Mahathir says the election is his attempt at redemption. And in his quest, he's found a perhaps unexpected ally, the man he jailed for sodomy, opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim. Mr. Anwar remains in prison after Mr. Najib put him there for 5 years. But despite their declared differences, Dr. Mahathir insists they've now found a common purpose.
He shares my view, and I share his view, that we must get rid of Najib, because Najib is disastrous for the country. And because we have the same objective, and this objective is very, very important, very serious, it outweighs our previous problem with each other. We were prepared to forget about the past and focus on removing Najib.
At rallies across the country for the ruling Barisan Nasional Coalition, its supporters appear unperturbed. And despite corruption scandal after corruption scandal, Najib Razak appears confident.
Bagilah saya mandat 5 tahun lagi.
Give us the mandate to lead the country for another 5 years. We have a lot of agenda for this country, and it's not only for the next 5 years, but we are looking towards the national transformation in 2050.
In the previous 2013 elections, the ruling coalition lost its majority. Mr. Najib says it will do better this time around. He says while he's not predicting a huge majority, he sees no movement for changing the government and is, as he puts it, reasonably sanguine about the result. The election monitor Bursi says that's because the coalition has gerrymandered the electoral map, introduced a fake news law to limit criticism, and appointed a biased electoral commission. Still, Bursi Deputy Chairman Shahrul Sari says there is hope.
You lose when you lose hope. So even though Bursi has declared the current general elections as being not free and fair, we are working extremely hard to get people out to vote. Only a high voter turnout can beat the cheating and rigging of elections.
The political cartoonist Zuna says he agrees. Previously arrested for his work, with his books and artworks seized by authorities, he's been charged with multiple counts of sedition. But it hasn't stopped him from releasing a special election series.
That laugh. If you cannot beat them, laugh at them. Laugh. They cannot do anything about it.
He doesn't hide his disdain for the government.
In one interrogation by the police, I told them that, look, you can ban my cartoons, you can ban my books, but you cannot ban my mind. I will keep drawing until the last drop of my ink. That's what I told the police.
He's drawn an election explainer, a caricature of two men brandishing playing cards. In Mr. Najib's hand is a sketch of a top hat and a magic wand. Mr. Anwar wields a card with just one image, Mahathir Mohamad. The cartoonist explains.
Najib's weapon is tricks and cheating, where Anwar's weapon is Mahathir.
The potent political alliance was forged last year. Zuna has a cartoon for that moment too. Mr. Najib trapped and suffocated by their handshake.
The shake hand that can bring down Najib. So that's why I draw when the bush shake hand, and Najib is in between the hand, and they squeeze Najib with both hands.
The pressure is visible and mounting. Harapan is a Malay word for hope, and that's what the opposition is calling itself, what it's promising for the country. The racial divides that once defined Malaysian politics have become increasingly porous, as a majority Malay-led opposition coalition takes on a majority Malay-led ruling coalition. The main issue for many in the country is the economy. Mahadi Noor now runs a grilled chicken stall at the night market, after rising taxes and petrol prices forced him to quit driving a taxi. He says when it comes to the current Prime Minister, it's not about trust.
Actually, we don't care what he does, but you have to take care of the people, especially those living in poverty. Malaysia has a lot of income, taxes, tolls, it's rich.
But not everyone blames Mr. Najib, like this man.
Whoever becomes Prime Minister, a lot of problems arise. Look at Mahathir's time. There were a lot of problems then, too.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.